This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
What did Daryl Morey do this time?
Daryl Morey, he is really something. Apparently, what's the date of this thing? Apparently, June 3rd, Daryl Morey tweets out a picture of Seth Curry. Steph Curry.
He gave a screenshot of a Steph Curry Instagram post.
Instagram post. That's a picture of Steph's brother, Seth, running down the court yelling at fans.
In a Sixers jersey.
Hey, yo. He's in a Sixers jersey. Hey, yo, Seth Curry, you killed tonight? And Daryl Morey retweeted this or tweet. I don't know.
Yeah, he screen grabbed it, right. Put it on Twitter, and said, join him. And the league said, before the league even said anything, by the way, Daryl must have had an idea because it says right there on June 3rd, Daryl's next tweet was, okay, so he tweeted the first one at like, I don't know when the first tweet was, but shortly thereafter he put, my goodness, folks, I'm talking about the fact that we are thrilled Seth Curry is here with the Sixers. Nothing else.
Yeah, the first tweet, the join him, was at 1:44.
So join him. He didn't say join him.
And this is at 1:48.
Join him. Yes. Apostrophe E-M.
Yes.
Join him.
Yes.
What could he have possibly meant?
What else could he have meant?
Well, he says, my goodness, folks, I'm talking about the fact that we're all thrilled that Seth Curry is here with the Sixers. Well, nothing else.
But wait a minute. When you're telling Steph Curry, join him. What do you mean, join them?
What does that mean,
How does that in any way, shape, or form mean we're thrilled that Seth Curry is here?
Well, it's the lie of a man who knows he effed up.
Yeah, but this is the weird thing to me, okay? Because Daryl, and maybe we know about the China tweet. When I was at 790, we would have Daryl on every week. And Daryl, we had Joel on every week like every Tuesday or something. Joel would come on for about 8 minutes. Tad Brown would come on. It was our Rockets thing because they had the Rockets. And Daryl, probably on at least 6 to 7 occasions, would make us pull or would ask us to pull and eliminate his interview from the podcast because he was worried he had said something that might be considered tampering. And it was clearly not. Like once he mentioned playing fantasy football, that had to go because he thought the league would come down on him about that or whatever. So Daryl multiple times made us eliminate podcast segments because he was worried that something he said could get him fined. We know he has said things that have gotten him fined with the league before.
He did so that with us at 610, too. He asked us.
Did he?
Or I think maybe we were it was gone here. By then. No. Maybe it was here.
No, he's done it here, too.
Yes, here.
He did it at 790. He's done it here. That's why for him, he went through something where he cost his owner several million. And the league, several million dollars worth of revenue. That's what makes this. He's got to be a little bit thoughtful about this. That's why this whole join them thing makes no sense to me. Why? And Daryl caught a $75,000 tampering fine, as should be expected. But I don't see how you can't put join them with a picture where you screen grab Steph Curry talking about his brother. I don't know why Daryl thought that was going to be okay.
What? Okay. Celebrating. He got $50,000 fine for celebrating James Harden's assist record.
Right.
While Daryl was in Philadelphia, but he was celebrating the 1 year anniversary when James was with the Rockets.
No, but supposedly that was a scheduled tweet that was scheduled to go out where he said something about the Rockets or James Harden or something. It was something that was already pre-scheduled, and he didn't take it off schedule, and supposedly that's what got him. Doesn't matter. Because once it's out.
Yeah, no, that's out. I mean, you got to remember, hey, what did I schedule to be tweeted about my man, the love of my life,
James Harden? The man that changed his entire life. Well, I'll ask you guys this, because Pat Riley was giving Dan Le Batard was giving his, post-mortem about the Heat season, And apparently he was asked about LeBron James. And Pat Riley said this: I would leave the key under the doormat if he would call me and let me know that he's coming. I would do that, but I doubt very much that key is rusted now. Does that rise to the level of what Daryl did, and will Pat Riley catch a fine?
He should. Absolutely. You can't comment on somebody.
No.
Okay, you know the rule that you can't
comment on another guy.
Can you speak on another man's woman?
Yeah, it happens all the time.
No, you cannot. No, you're not supposed to, though. That's tampering.
Well,
you can't
tell that
text
to
her.
Tell that
you
to
can't
Ben,
call her.
That's, wait, no,
tell
no,
that
no,
to
no,
Ben
he's
Affleck.
Right. You can't. Now,
that's
you
tampering.
You can say, hey.
You can tell him.
You know, your wife.
Your girl looks
she's
good.
She's got, yeah, she's going
well,
good over there.
She's got, no. She's got. Just, you can compliment her or whatever.
You
can talk to her in the company. You can't text her or
can
call
you say,
her. That's tampering.
Can you say thick at any time to your
no,
buddies about
tampering.
His wife?
That's tampering.
No, not if she's not there. I mean, unless you're directly saying it to her
ever the ally. What? Can you say she's thick?
No, or something.
Or something.
No, it's
something.
The same like thing. That. That's considered tampering, and this is the same thing. Pat Riley cannot
do you
speak
think
on...
But do you think he will catch a fine?
Yes.
Well, he said it. Well, he said it...
No, what did he say again to whom?
He was asked about LeBron.
How long ago?
Riley said in an interview on the Dan Lebertard show that he would be open to the possibility if James was whatever, I guess. I would leave the key under the doormat. He would call me. If he would call me and let me know that he's coming, I would do that. But I doubt very much that key is rusted now. He went on to say James is one of the best of all time. And for 4 years down here, blah, 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 all the stuff they did together. When did he say? Friday.
Yeah, that rises to the...
Well...
Yeah, that
it's,
is tampering.
It's been longer. It's been as long...
I'm sorry, is he still in place with the Miami Heat? Is someone who works
I'm
for the
telling you, Daryl tweeted that out on the 3rd. He got fined on the 7th. Pat Riley tweeted that out on the 4th. I mean, said that on the 4th. So if he doesn't catch a fine today, that's the time frame the NBA used. Does Pat Riley catch his fine today? Because that's when he should. That's the time frame. About 4 days. We'll see.
Yeah, he
and I imagine what
he
I imagine,
best.
Why? What do you care?
No, he best.
Daryl Moore doesn't work here. Why do you care?
Because if Daryl's going to get fined, then Pat Riley should be fined.
Well, win a championship, Daryl Moore. Then maybe you don't get fined. Win multiple. Yeah. Do something like what Pat Riley said and told the Heat PR staff to say. Danny Ainge should worry about managing his own effing team and shut up. And he told his PR people to, you know how I said it? Write it. And they made
Pat's
a release.
Still pretty gangster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he is. The slick back. Have you seen him recently? He really looks like he should be in, I mean, one of the Narcos where he's one of the bosses somewhere.
He could be.
He 100% could
be. Yeah, he always could have been.
Slick
in Hollywood,
hair.
I'm surprised he didn't do anything, do any movies or anything.
I'll bet you he did. I'll bet you if I look up Pat Riley, IMDb, I bet I find something.
This is what he said. Danny Ainge needs to shut the F up and manage his own team. And the Heat released that.
Do you want us to put
that's
redacted
gangster.
Or?
No, release it like
should
I
we put
said it.
Heck? No.
No. Release it like I said it. And they did.
Actor. NBA on ESPN. That's not an acting role. 1972. He was a basketball player on Columbo.
He was?
Yeah.
Well, that was, yeah, well.
Called
yeah,
the most
when he was a player,
crucial
though.
Game. And then he's himself in the Spencer Haywood story, a documentary.
Glory
you know, all
Road.
These documentaries.
He was also in a movie, Glory Road.
Glory Road.
The movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He yeah. was himself. Yeah, Pat Riley's WWE Raw. Did you know he was in wrestling? Pat Riley? Did you know that he was in wrestling? Face to face with Connie Chung. I don't count that. The Real World?
Who wouldn't know?
When Kevin and Eric mend their relationship. Oh, that's Real World 1 in New York.
Yeah, when he
they're
was coaching.
They're out there with the Knicks.
And isn't Adrian Brody going to play him in the Lakers series? In the HBO Lakers series from the 80s.
Oh, is he going to?
Yes.
Adrian Brody
from... Yes. From Startup.
Is he going to get a toothpick?
Or no, is that Adam Brody?
That's Adam Brody.
Oh,
Adrian
Brody.
Is he going to get a toothpick and talk like this?
No, I don't think he has to play that role every time now.
Well, it appears to me
he
that...
He did it poorly, so I don't think he should do it again.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see if the guy with all the juice gets fined, because the NBA doesn't mind finding Daryl Morey, but... I guess Pat Riley would be in line for one, too, and we'll see if it happens to him.
Yep. 808 ESPN 975 713 780.
I'll say it. I'll be the first to say it. Hashtag free Daryl Morey.
He's not in jail.
But he's kind of, but they need to free him.
Oh, Daryl Morey has now on a string of costing his owners money. Not because it wasn't just him who got hit. The Sixers and Daryl Morey got hit. So it's not to the same level of what Tillman caught, but.
I like the slick back look.
Yeah, no, Pat Riley right good about now. It. He's gone full South
Beach.
He
ain't Italian, but.
He has been. Like,
I like it.
Pat Riley has a look where he could 100% be a movie boss. He could be a boss of something. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to say a crime family, but it's kind of what your mind
that's what I'm
going
for.
The way
that
you're tampering.
As I get older, that's
kind
what
of a crime
I'm
family.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely going for that.
Yeah.
Now that I got hair.
Just because the Rockets use like iPads that fall off the trucks and they don't work for Marcin Gortat doesn't mean you have to get jealous over the crime, the well-run crime family in Miami. We get results is all I'm going to say.
Did you
tamper
How
legally.
Are your results this year?
How many titles?
How are your results
do I have
this
to,
year?
How were your results this year?
What results?
Exactly.
I'm not worried about results right now.
Let me ask you something. Do
that's
I,
not,
do
that's
I have
not
to go
my,
back?
That's not on my plate right now. You know what's on my plate right now?
Do I have to go back?
Just getting better. Competition.
Do I have to go back to the old?
Competition's on my plate.
Yeah, yeah. Now you're hoping for Cade Cunningham. You know how, my old standby? If you didn't make the finals when HD was a thing, I don't want to hear you talk. Okay, about other teams' results.
Your result? Oh, really? When if you were 17, I won a title. Okay?
What for? Who?
The Astros.
I'm talking about basketball.
Okay, let's talk about the Marlins. When was the last time they did?
Well, they still have more
they
than.
Suck.
I'm not a Marlins fan, but they still have more than the Astros.
That's because they bought them. They suck. Yeah, you're a Marlins fan. You're Miami boy.
No, but it's a Miami man to you, sir.
You're Miami man. All of the okay. I just can't stand. If you want to know the truth, let's talk about this on the other side. Who do you want, Chris Paul or James Harden? And if you want, to win a title.
Oh, okay.
Chris Paul or James Harden, and
Patrick Beverly.
Is it because? And you know what? I don't even hate James Harden as much, but I don't want to see James Harden win for another reason. I don't want to see James Harden win because of this. Next. Right now, though, I'm talking about, you know who's winning every day? Scott McGrath. Scott McGrath's a winner. Scott McGrath is winning every day because he's killing bugs. You know what? He's undefeated against bugs. No bug has ever defeated Scott McGrath. Zero bugs they've ever won. Because when he kills them, they're dead. He kills all of the mosquitoes in my backyard. The system is awesome. The whole process was awesome. The installation was great. It actually looks nice. In the morning, there's this mist that comes that sprays for about, I don't know, 30 seconds or so. And it is.
It's called a death mist is what I call it.
And then in the afternoon, at dusk as well, dawn and dusk, the death mist comes. And you know what? We have not seen since a mosquito. We do not have them in our backyard. If this is an issue for you, if you got a pool back there, you got a patio back there, you got a kitchen back there, and you want to be out there, this is perfect for you. Save your family from the mosquitoes with the mosquito murdering system. But Scott McGrath also, he kills all of the ants, roaches, fleas, spiders, bed bugs. If you got bugs in your house, that's gross. Scott McGrath will take care of that business. He does it every single day. They're awesome. Hawaii will probably come. I think Hawaii comes to everybody's house. And he takes care of those bugs for you. He takes care of them for me and has been for years. 281-469-8240. 281-469-8240. Or McGrathPestControl.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
NBA playoffs last night. The Nets crushed and the Suns crushed. That was game
crushed
one of that
the Nets
series.
Did.
Yeah.
The Nets obliterated KD with the big game. They won by damn near 40, and they had that game. At one point, it got cut to 19, and then they super extended it again in the fourth quarter. Man, I just know that if you had minus 14 and a half in live action in the third quarter, you are in business.
That's another really specific thing.
It seems specific. It's random. It's actually more general.
You know, it's random.
What was the number you said you had?
14 and a half live wagering.
Okay. You know, 14 was important as well because that's what Chris Middleton was on jumpers so far in the series at one point. 1 for 14 on jumpers. You know, the mid-range god that he's supposed to be. 1 for 14.
1 for 14. Yeah, you're not going to win a series if your second best player is 1 of 14.
No.
If your second best player is playing like dog turds, you're definitely not going to beat this team. In fact, you're going to get embarrassed and your coach is going to get fired. That's where you're trending right now.
No. Yeah, that pisses me off that I didn't take that. And I didn't take the over on Middleton three-pointers, 2.5. So, but you want to talk about shooting. How about this Suns team? Last night, Bridges, 8 of 12, 8 and 9 for 13. Paul, 8 for 14. Booker, 8 for 12. Crowder, 5 for 13. He was the worst of them. They shot 54% from the field, 38% from three. And this is against the team that can play some defense in Denver. But at every starter, plus 12, plus 12, plus 13, plus 13, plus 12. All plus. Payne, plus 10. Hey, this Suns team. Now,
Denver was hanging in with them, but the Suns just took over in the fourth quarter. Chris Paul took over in the fourth quarter.
Hey.
Winning time for Chris Paul. I love to see it.
Beat him by 8 in the fourth.
To your question,
They beat him by 17, so they had the game. I mean, they beat him totally in the second half. They beat him by 18 in the second half.
No, but in the fourth quarter is when Chris took over and they extended that thing. And I'm telling you now, Chris Paul is a guy that I have immense respect for, and I would love to see him play in the finals for the first time in his career. And I don't care if James does. And frankly, are a team full of guys that we know about. Kevin Durant, super sensitive, had to join Golden State to get a ring. You got Kyrie, who's just frankly just not likable at all. And then you have James, who, you know, James is consistent. He's never been a fraud.
No.
James is who he is.
Well,
no, he doesn't try to show you one. I mean, yeah, he'll do the little
thing. He was a fraud in the San Antonio series.
Oh, you're talking about basketball. I mean, as a person. James tells you who he is.
He's not a great guy.
I didn't say no. Don't mix those two up. I didn't say great guy. Mm-hmm. I say he's not a fraud. He doesn't try to pretend he's one way.
That's
James
true.
Lets you know. Oh, not only am I strip club guy. If there needs to be Instagram videos to prove it, I mean, I don't want you to think I'm not a guy who's going to be out partying. James owns it, and he plays really, really well. This is a weird year. He's played 35 games for the Nets, 8 for the Rockets. Now he's hurt in the playoffs. Like, yeah. I mean, he needs to get back and play. Isn't that going to feel like a cheap ring if they win and he doesn't? If he re-aggravates it at some point?
Well, he's played so few games and no, I don't think it's – no, he got his ring. He got his ring. That team.
It won't feel cheap.
It will feel –
If KD and Kyrie have to bring him in?
Have to do it the whole deal? Maybe. But here's the deal is I just don't have any feelings. I'm like kind of like Dell. I don't have any feelings for James, really. I don't want to see him fail. I guess I don't.
Well, you
know who I don't want to see win is Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's between James and Paul, I would feel okay. James finally got his ring. He's been a great, great, great player in this league. One of the best players. He's a Hall of Famer. Chris Paul's obviously a Hall of Famer too. And we only had a couple of years of Chris Paul. And the second year wasn't all that good. If you want to know the truth, he wasn't very good. First year, that was so much fun. And 65 wins and all of that stuff. And so I'm not Chris Paul, Houston Rocket. No, James is a Houston Rocket.
Yeah.
James winning would be, but it kind of pisses you off that he couldn't do it here and he goes with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving gets it done. But I wouldn't even begrudge him that. It's Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. There's something about him that just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Dreamshake is going nuts. He's pulling his hair out right now.
I don't care what a guy on Twitter thinks.
No.
I mean, well, he's a Kevin Durant stan.
No, he loves him Kevin Durant. The most popular player in the league?
Greg. Whatever. Kevin Durant is super sensitive, has a zillion burners, and to this day, is just, I've never seen anyone's Q rating fall faster than Kevin Durant. My mom's the real MVP and all that stuff. It's like, oh, man, what a great story. Kevin Durant.
You guys bought into all that?
Yeah, I did buy into it. Look at me in
my little backpack, and after finals game, look, I hugged my mom. Get out of my face.
Well, she woke him up at 3 in the morning to go run, and he was...
That was a Gatorade commercial, I think. But what? Then
that was his speech.
Where he wakes up like, and Kevin Grant has got to go run.
That was his speech.
No person who goes to Texas is that sincere. We all know. You bought into that?
Even for 1 year, Del? He only went for 1 year.
Yeah. That's enough. That's enough.
I think for me, it was when he went to Golden State and just took the mercenary route. Man, you want to talk about losing credibility. And that was across the league. A lot of people.
Even Golden State people didn't fully accept them.
No, hey, Golden State people
We appreciate you as the mercenary that you are, but it's still Steph.
Doesn't make him any less of a killer.
No, like, definitely not.
Durant is a phenomenal player, but he's just got some softness.
The softness for me, that doesn't bother me at all. They're just unlikable. I don't even know how to explain it other than I think I talked about it last week, how they all even what he did to the reporter, sure, not a great question, but whatever. There's always this level of the nose is always turned up a little bit. It feels like they always feel like they're just a little bit better than you. And anytime you question anything, it's like, whatever, dummy.
Yeah, okay. KD has developed that for sure.
And Kyrie's got a bit of it too. It's just they always feel like they're always approaching things with a smile on their voice, and you don't get it. You just don't get things, dummy. So yeah.
Kyrie has gone full. I mean, he's fully embraced that where he doesn't have to talk to the media because the media is not on his level or the media. He's got something. He's used it twice, where it's like, is he some Richie Rich? Is this something where he is just some? Is he this bougie now, Kyrie? And he is. And he is that bougie. James has always had a little bit of that, too. James has always had an upturned nose at people who weren't in his clique. He didn't, you know, we thought the side-eye stuff was funny. I've heard that a lot of people with the Rockets thought it was like a little disrespectful to Bull.
So you mean when Kyrie
said... Which I thought was just kind of funny at the time.
You mean when Kyrie said, I don't talk to pawns? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, where he literally called them pawns. I mean, that's the kind of stuff you should really not like. When you have people who, this shouldn't even be a racial dynamic. One person should not talk to another person at all like that. When they're coming at them for their jobs or whatever, you shouldn't treat people like that. You just shouldn't. People, don't call somebody a pawn. And if you want to get upset about a question or whatever, that's kind of how Kevin Durant gets. But don't demean people. Don't try to demean people in your workplace, especially if you are, if you're a boss, if you're a, I don't know, I guess it's different from thing to thing about how you, I don't think demeaning people is a very nice thing.
Don't think so?
No.
You don't think demeaning people?
I don't think.
When you talk about Cali and peanut butter sandwiches.
I didn't invent that. You did. That was your character. That was your Cal character.
To be honest, that was you.
Who invented that?
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, that was your improv
character.
Well,
when you talk about him being a train conductor. Yeah.
That's a respected position.
Not one on your desk. Yeah. Not a train on your desk. Where you're...
Hold on, let me think about how I thought he meant the train.
I
need some time to counter John's...
I thought he meant the train at the Penny Zoo.
How can I get away from that and say that I'm right on that and John's wrong on me saying, choo-choo!
Is this demeaning?
That's hard to get away from.
That's a little demeaning.
Maybe you got a point.
What about this?
Maybe you got a point.
Oh. Is that demeaning when talking about him?
Well,
yeah. What about that?
Well, that just means.
What does it mean?
That means that he's okay with it.
Okay.
But when I say I'm okay with something, I say okay or that's cool.
Okay.
Not even opening your mouth and go.
Now the Hodor thing's not demeaning, is it?
Oh.
I'm asking.
Of course it is.
Because he's kind of big, like
Kaldor.
Now Hodor did something very brave. I don't know if Cal's ever done that. And absolutely. Hodor is a victim of his own circumstance. He didn't really do that to himself. Bran did that to him, made him that way. But comparing Cal to a guy who says one word over and over again, yes, it's demeaning. It's not a compliment. Anyone ever called you Hodor and you thought it was a compliment?
No.
Like if we referred to you as John Dor from now on, would that be something you were thrilled with?
I mean, it doesn't.
Lance Dor.
Complimentary.
Lance Dor. Would you feel good about that?
No.
All right. It's demeaning.
Well, I had to live with people demeaning my brisket.
I had to live with that.
And see, that's what I'm saying. I'm out.
No.
Yeah, you see, no, I've lived through it. So,
no, but
yeah,
that, look.
Y'all taught me to say that about
no. That's an action.
I learned it from watching you, Dad.
Who brought up that subject?
He does it all the time now.
I learned
now
it
that's
from
the
you.
Second day in a row you brought that
I know,
up.
I've learned it from people, and so now
But there's a difference. There's
not
well,
my
well,
fault that
so
I get
So when
a
you're like
demeaning.
Five vodkas in, we're going to hear it again.
There's a
difference. Yeah,
whatever
one Saturday
drinks.
Night you were hitting us with.
Yeah. Well, there's a difference.
I was like three in.
You were five or eight in.
But look.
You were with LeShane.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, exactly, with your trash-ass chicken sandwiches.
Whoa!
But there's a difference. You're making a food. Fine, you caught some heat about some food you made.
I took an unfortunate picture.
It's not an attack.
Cows had an unfortunate team.
But it's not an attack on your intelligence.
It was an attack on my culinary skills and grilling skills. Yeah. As a man, that hurts more
than
running a football team into the ground and having people where, you want single season tickets? You want some? You guys want some? Like, they're just, it's almost like the text is like, who's want some? We got some. Like, peanut vendors running through there. Like, I'll take two, my good man. Like, here we go. And then you have to throw the money back to him in his little
hand
purse.
You know what's a negative byproduct of all that, though, is blacked out home games.
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
That's not going to be good
if
this happens.
When's
the
last time you seen a blacked out home game? In the league.
Oh, they're.
When's the last time you saw one in Houston?
I don't. No. Houston. Well, Houston.
Of course, Mattress Mac used to step in and
buy up tickets. I don't know, but if this is a bad run. Now, this is the. Let's not forget, that was a 4-win season. We've had 2-win seasons before where everybody, I'm going back. It's going to be okay. I love my team. I'm going to go back there and support our club. And I'm all in on it's football time in Houston. This is a 4-win team. And people are bailing. Wait till they win 2 games this year. And guess what's going to happen next offseason? And wait till they win a 3 or 4 games the next year. And guess what's going to happen the following offseason? This is a mass exodus of fans. We've never seen it like this here since the Texans have been in existence. This is the first time we've seen a mass exodus.
Yeah, this does feel like a
mass. So it's not only this year that we got to. Maybe this year there won't be any blackouts, but you got 2 more years of this, and there's a good chance. There's a good chance that this falls apart unless they go out and get that good quarterback. But even that good quarterback won 4 games. Let's not forget, they had Deshaun Watson and won 4 flipping games. A guy who was considered, who had his best year ever that had MVP numbers.
Yeah. Well, this is what Lance Boyd says on Twitter. He said, had season tickets since the beginning, canceled the afternoon of the D-Hop trade. When I asked the Texans season ticket rep if he was getting a lot of phone calls that day, he laughed and said, like you wouldn't believe. So this has been coming. The D-Hop trade, remember, the D-Hop trade was last year.
Yeah.
This has been I don't know if it's been a slow-moving train or a fast-moving train.
Oh, it's
but there's
a
no
snowball.
Question. It's been picking up steam.
No, it's a snowball right now. 827 ESPN, 97.5. We have got sound from a college pitcher that is quite possibly, well, this is the best college pitcher sound I've ever heard. It's not even arguable. If you have not heard this, then even if you have, you want to stay with us right here on ESPN 97.5. It's 8:28, and it's time for me to talk about my man, Doc Linville, and my hair. I'm thinking I've got a Pat Riley thing possibility going on here. I'm going to slick it back. I'm going to be a boss because I can now. You get the little bit of a ducktail in the back here. Slick it back. Maybe Pat Riley doesn't want to be a mafia boss. Do I? Okay, that's arguable. It's a real possibility that I want to be a boss. Yes, okay. I'm Italian. Pat Riley's not. I got a chance. He doesn't. So that's where we stand on that, Pat Riley. So I could be a boss with the same kind of hair that you got, all slick back and looking great, and that's all because of Doc Linville. And Doc Linville is also, I had mange. I did. I had spots all over the top of my head that were like, you can't be a superhero when you got all of those. You can't be a boss when you got that kind of hair with mangy hair. No, you got to have it full. You got to have it looking nice. It's got to be great. And you know what? Now it is, thanks to Doc Linville. Where's your hair? Where is your hair? Because if it's on the side and not the top, Doc Linville can put it on the top for you. At 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We've got confirmation that Jerome Solomon is going to be joining us at 10 o'clock. He wrote an article about his Houston Texans season tickets that we will get to with him 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. So we're looking forward to hearing from Jerome right here. We've already talked a little bit about the season tickets, but we'll pick that back up in the 10 o'clock hour. Right now, though, last night, Uncle Freddie sent this to us, and it was spectacular. The Virginia closer, his name is Stephen, what is it, Stephen Skoch. He's got long hair, unshaven. I don't know, I want to say disheveled.
No, long hair. He's got curly hair in the back.
Yeah, curly hair in the back.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's got a mullet like Kenny Powers, but he's got long hair.
He's got facial hair. He doesn't necessarily not look like someone who looks kind of like Kenny Powers.
No, and he's got that same Kenny Powers kind of vibe.
He's a closer?
Yes. And he's even asked about, and I think this is not something that we're making up, because you'll hear in this interview that Kenny Powers has brought up. He's got a full beard, but he's got the long hair. It's not a mullet, though. You can see he's got hair on the sides. He hasn't mulleted up. He's the Virginia closer. He came in, got the job done, and here is his post game. It's a little long, but it's worth it. Here is Stephen Skoch after he closed out a big game for Virginia.
Walk into a stadium, 8,000 people, they all want you to lose. But as long as you got your 26 guys ready to kick or kick butt, you're going to be all right. Sorry, I sweared. I shouldn't have.
No,
sweared.
You're good, man. Let's go back to that last inning, ninth inning. What are the emotions like entering that inning?
Well, emotions are go in, win. I heard a fan offer free Dippin' Dots if I blew it, which the price of Dippin' Dots with inflation is just unreal. So for a brief moment, I was like, damn, Dippin' Dots sound good. But also I thought in the back of my head, we win today, we win tomorrow, or tonight. We're going to be here another day. That's more per diem. So that means I can buy my own Dippin' Dots and be a winner. So it's like, you know, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to attack. I think three words every time I'm out there. The first one's a swear word. Starts with F. Second word's attack. Third one's win. And I just repeat that to myself. Unless, you know, there's a breach in the system and I walk a guy and I got to tell myself I'm a few different things that isn't a winner. I might break that, but then I get right back on it, just this attack win, you know? And,
Steve,
it's really easy pitching when you got defense like ours, I tell you. It's so easy when they're behind you. As long as you keep it in the yard, you got a chance, which is pretty cool.
Does anything make you nervous?
Caves. Mainly. Nothing really. I mean, I don't see any caves out here. I know we're in the south. If it's not the desert, that's where I find most caves are probably at. But, you know, this is just a game. There's going to be way harder things in life than striking out the side or not walking somebody. So I don't really get too caught up in all the jibber-jabber and all the mean things people might say to me, because it's just, you know, I think I'm a cool guy. My dogs think I'm awesome. My teammates like me. And my friends like me, so I'm going to attack. I'm going to win. Simple.
Here's one last one for you.
Yeah, no problem.
You've heard this before.
Yeah.
When people say Kenny Powers, what do you think?
I think, damn, I'm doing a good job. Because like I said, the dude took 86 to the big leagues after being out of the big leagues. You kidding me? You kidding me? He took that and turned it into a winner. So people are like, oh, Cody Powers. I'm like, I mean, I might throw a little differently, a little firmer than he did after, you know, he started boozing and doing drugs. But, I mean, that probably won't be a big part of my life as it was his. But, hey, it's Kenny P. He's a winner. End of the day.
So are you, Steven. Go get some Dippin' Dots, and please enjoy this one with your teammates. They
absolutely
like you.
Great talking to you.
See, now that's refreshing. I mean, that's a college kid now, Virginia.
I love the fact that he discussed Kenny Powers like he was a real person, yeah. A real pitcher. Yeah, yeah. He took 86 to the big leagues.
Yeah. That is awesome. That is awesome. That is the kind of, now see, we need some personality like that in the bigs. That kid gets the bigs, and guess what's going to happen? He's going to be a superhero. They're going to love that kid in the big leagues. So that's Steven Skoch. Watch for him. They're in the College World Series right now. I'm not watching. I am watching, how about James Madison? What a story. Did you see this? The Women's College World Series. James Madison took them to the third game and final game to get to the Women's College World Series finals. And James Madison, like Oklahoma is the greatest offensive team in college, women's college history or some crap. One of the great teams ever. And James Madison shut him out with a diving play at the plate. And they went to the deciding game last night, and Oklahoma won.
Yeah, Oklahoma and Florida State, they both started off in the loser's bracket, and they both won four in a row. And now they'll face each other in the WCWS final. But, yeah, James Madison.
What a story James Madison would be if they could have, right?
Yeah, and they were a two or three seed in the regional, and they made it all the way to the College World Series.
How about that?
They couldn't get over the Oklahoma hump one more time. They needed to beat them. They beat them the first game, and they needed to beat them once in two tries, and they couldn't get it done. Oklahoma took two from them. So it'll be Oklahoma, Florida State, two teams who have been pretty good over the last, I don't know, 5-6 years in softball. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, great story, James Madison. I was put on that by our good friend, former intern.
Are you though?
She let me know that apparently she hates the Sooners. Even though,
why does she hate the Sooners?
She hates all of Oklahoma, I guess. A Texas girl hates Oklahoma. Not a surprise, even though she didn't go to the University of Texas. So she put me on the story, and I was watching some of it. Yeah, and they beat Oklahoma State in game two. So they had owned the state of Oklahoma through the first two games of their World Series. And then, you know, Oklahoma fought back and found a way. So James Madison.
What's with the hatred for?
Because she is a born and bred Texas girl.
You don't have to hate Oklahoma.
I think it's part of the deal.
No, I mean, you should not hate them. No, you should treasure another state of our country.
It's like, Dell, is it kind of like the U.S. men's national team and El Tri, where Oklahoma is like the Mexican soccer team versus where the U.S. men's national team, the state of Texas?
I don't know.
I mean, you don't get called this. If you don't like Oklahoma, it's understood from Texas. I don't know why.
My wife doesn't like Oklahoma.
I can tell you, you're not a racist son of a bitch in Oklahoma. I mean, because if you hate Oklahoma.
My wife does not like Oklahoma.
She doesn't?
Well, she's
a Longhorn. She hates Oklahoma. Yeah, but she loves A&M.
She assumes everyone else is like that,
too. She loves Texas A&M.
No, but she may end up with a son who goes there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we could end up having some problems.
Oh, my.
Oof.
Wow. She going to...
House divided.
I'm just telling you, Alec has visited there, and...
He likes it?
I'm just telling...
No.
Would she...
Is he going to join the Corps? I almost said the cult.
I don't see him.
Same thing.
I don't see him joining the Corps, and don't call it cult.
Well, I almost said that.
They do weird rituals.
No. They do grab their... But they get to kiss girls.
Well, there's one sitting next to
I expect that, but
under RC, you didn't get the kid make out as much.
Was Alec?
He didn't get nearly as much action.
Is Alec the one who likes to like have some swag, or is that
snacks?
No, so snacks.
Alec has grown up an Oregon fan.
No, there's no snacks.
He's grown up Butler basketball. He's grown up Oregon, like an Oregon fan because
the uniforms he likes.
I don't know. Probably, yeah. And then and a Longhorn fan, obviously. A Longhorn fan, mostly a Longhorn fan, but you know.
So he's not.
He could just be a. He could flip.
What do those dudes wear?
It's also hard to get into Texas.
Those pseudo cheerleaders. What are they?
They're called yell leaders, Dell, and they're little onesies. No. They're like jumpsuits.
Would he wear the onesie?
Some people call them rompers.
Would he want to be a yell leader in a romper?
I don't think. No, Alec does not have yell leader energy. That's definitely not.
Can you
what he
imagine
has.
If he was all in and he decided to become a yell leader and he came home?
I was telling you, my wife has already said
with
I won't
his
go
jumpsuit.
To a, yeah. My wife has already said jumper? I won't go to a football game. I won't wear an Aggie jersey. I'm not getting you a class ring. Like she's all in. Like if you go, I'm just telling you. Don't ask me to ever wear a jersey or go to a game. I'm not standing up for this or that.
Will she show up to his graduation?
I will cheer against you every chance I get.
Will she show up to graduation?
Yeah. She'd probably
in
like,
orange. In orange.
Oh no, she would. Oh, listen to this. You know, she doesn't really cheer. I never see her cheering for the Cowboys, but she grew up a Longhorn fan and a Cowboy fan because that's what her family was. And so, but I haven't even seen her cheer for the Cowboys like ever since we've been together 20 years. However, when my dad, lifelong football coach, was with the Steelers and was playing in a Super Bowl, We were in Tampa. He flew us there, got us tickets for the game. The whole family was there for his crown moment of a chance to win a Super Bowl after years and years of coaching and some not very good teams. Started from the bottom all the way at junior high football, like seventh grade football, and made it all the way to the Super Bowl. She was arguing that she didn't want to wear a Steelers shirt because of the Cowboy stuff. Like, I can't wear Steelers. I can't. I'm not wearing Steelers. I'm like, you're going back into the 70s, right? You're going back that far that they're not even
because
an NFC
of what
team.
Cowboy stuff?
Because of a Super Bowl, I guess, Cowboys and Pittsburgh Steelers. She hated the Steelers growing up. She was told to hate the Steelers, so she hated the Steelers. And so she finally agreed to wear something that was black. She wouldn't wear black and gold. She wouldn't even wear Steelers stuff. My dad's trying to – he flew us out there for a Super Bowl, and she wouldn't wear a Steelers shirt.
Hate is
she
strong.
Just wore a black shirt. So, no, Dell, there is 0% chance – there's 100% chance she will wear burnt orange or some type of orange,
Are
too.
Are you allowed to do that?
If he goes to Texas A&M, I'm just saying.
Would they let her in the building for graduation if she wore orange?
Try to stop her. You're not going to like it.
I can't imagine.
Try to stop her if you want.
But I'm a mom. Well, sorry, the colors are wrong, ma'am. You're going to have to turn around and go get back in your car.
I'm just saying, it's on the table now that A&M could be a place that my son is going to look at, and it's already causing a little bit of heat in the house. I can already tell.
All right, 843 ESPN 97.5. When we come back, I don't know if you've heard, Kristaps Porzingis is not happy. Mark Cuban has said that the two of them, Doncic and Porzingis, don't hang out. He feels like it. Porzingis feels like an afterthought. We'll have Kristaps Porzingis live on a mobile. When we come back, we will talk to Kristaps right here on ESPN 97.5. Is he a champion? No, he's not a champion. You know who's a champion? You are, if you get champion energy. That's what I'm talking about. Champion energy right now, that's what you need. You need to have... to spend less on your electricity and to have the best service. You hear Alex Bregman. Do you think Alex Bregman, you want to hurt Alex Bregman's feelings? No, of course you don't. Alex Bregman is wonderful. He's your third baseman. You love him. He's from New Mexico. He doesn't lie. So here's the deal. If you want the best in electricity and you want it at the best price that you can get, it's champion.energy/1560. champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:46 on ESPN 97.5. So, I don't know. There's a problem. There's a problem in Dallas. This has been a problem. Porzingis didn't show up for the playoffs. Maybe his feelings are hurt. He doesn't feel like, he says he feels like an afterthought to Luka Doncic. That it's hurting his feelings. His feelings are hurt right now. They don't go out together. Apparently, they don't. But Mark Cuban had an interesting take on it. He said, look, back in the day, Dirk and Jason Terry, they didn't go out early. They didn't go out either, but they grew to really like each other. It happened. They ended up liking each other. And then what'd they do? They went on to win a championship. But right now, that's not the case with Luka and Kristaps, because Kristaps just feels like an afterthought. He doesn't feel the love from Luka. They don't go out together. They don't spend time together. So let's bring in Kristaps and get his frustration out here on ESPN 97.5. Kristaps, how are you?
Hello?
Yes. Hi, Kristaps. How are you?
Hi. Who is this?
Oh, you're just waking up. I forgot when you were tired. That's right. When you were in New York, you got really tired. Are you still tired all the time?
Yes. Get sleepy. You have to play basketball, and, you know, there's nightlife is also considered mandatory in the NBA to try to make the different romance and go to clubs, have Ace of Spades and different bottle service, different types of women in the VIP. Mm-hmm. I have to get new cars. I have to get... It's a lot to take in for NBA. You know, people don't know how much. You have to get your drip up. You have to have the right whips. It's a lot to be an NBA player, you know?
Yeah, no.
You have to sleep.
Well,
play video games. Shoot at IG models on the DMs. It's a lot. It's tiring being an NBA player.
Yeah, no question. You got your keep your drip up. So apparently, you and Luka now don't like to do the same things. Now you're from Latvia and he's from Slovenia. Is there a big cultural difference there?
Not for me, but maybe for Luka. He's, I don't know. I've not felt the love since I came here from the Knicks. I played literally tens and tens of games at a high level with Knicks, and then I got traded here. I thought it would be great. You know, me and Luka have similar backgrounds, and we're both young, elite talents in this league. And when you have two elite talents like me and Luka, I felt like we could be, you know, like the Miami Heat have when they had big three. I thought I would be LeBron and he could be Dwayne Wade. And it doesn't work out that way. You know, we went in one of the first times. I knew this would not be a good matchup. We went into a place and I got ice cream and he got the froyo. And I was like, wow, you seem like you disrespect me for the froyo. And that's when I knew. And I'm like, hey, bro, you want to play, video games? I got the PS4. He said, I have Xbox. And I'm like, wow, that's passive aggressive. I'm going to go sleep on it. And that, to me, I knew he was just being a jerk. He was being a jerk because I'm the LeBron, and he's supposed to be the Dwayne Wade. And then, I don't know, you can just pick out a Bosh. It doesn't matter. He didn't matter.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe it's, I don't know, Finney Smith. Or
he's big. He's a big jerk.
Smith Finney or whatever his name is.
I'm like, I told him, I said, you know, hey, I got an idea. Let's take a nap and let's sleep. And he's like, no, I want to go practice. Like, big show off. He wanted to go practice and shoot shots. And I'm like, let's sleep. We got to get our whip game later and also get new drips and also shoot at models. And I'm like, yeah, I got to shoot too at an IG model. What? And then he's like, I got to shoot three-pointers and shots to try to get better. And that's when I knew he was trying to show me up.
Oh, yeah. But don't you think if you're going to be LeBron, you should average more than 13 points a game in the postseason?
Did you see me with Knicks? I did with Knicks.
Well, no. I mean, I'm seeing you with the Dallas.
In 14 games, I had a run with the Knicks that was unbelievable.
Yeah, no, I know. You played 14 games, but you were tired. But then when you woke up, you were able to play a little bit more. But
yeah, but, you know, I think that's the problem. With LeBron, you have natural talent. And then your Luka is, he's always show off. Have you noticed that? When he show off on Sunday, you know, we're trying to be a team, and this guy's out being, playing me basketball, 46 points, 14 assists, like 8 rebounds. And I said to him, Luka, you need to be part of the team, you know, pass. Why don't you quit trying to show off with so much statistics and hard play? And let's, you know, rest. He expected me to. I get very sleepy in second quarter. You know this. And he's like, I need you to hit the board. I'm like, why are you singling me out? I got like 3 rebounds. The Slovenians, I don't like them. And I thought we would be great friends. But every step of the way, Luka, oh, we need to play basketball. Oh, we need to practice. Oh, we need to. And that's him being show off.
No, he is.
Need to get drip. We need to do what NBA players do, and he wants to show off and be a big show off with Mark Cuban. Oh, look at me. I scored 46 times. Oh, look. Kristaps scored like 6.
Right.
Wow. Show off.
No, right.
So,
no,
Luca, excuse me. Sorry. That must be insulting. Sleepy?
No, he's Kristaps.
Oh, Kristaps. You say you want to do what NBA players do. Like, you want to be LeBron. So,
yeah.
So losing in the first round like
did
LeBron did.
His drips.
Yes,
so
I
good.
Know, I know. Hear about the drip.
He made a school for children that can't read.
Okay,
he
yes.
made lots of movies about rabbits. I mean, I want all of that NBA players get to do.
Yeah.
So you want to be in movies. You know LeBron has accomplished things that have allowed him to do that, like win championships. Do you think that should be what you're trying to do?
Did you see him on ESPYs too?
Yeah.
Yes. I want to be on the ESPYs. I want to do all the things that LeBron does, ride on the boat with other men, the banana boat.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
All of this, have best friends, be in TV shows, be in a barbershop for Latvians and Slovenians together.
All right.
I want to be an NBA player just like LeBron. Mm-hmm.
But, Luke, excuse me, I keep making that mistake.
No.
But once again, LeBron is able to do those things because he won 4 titles. Don't you think you should win the titles first and then do all that stuff?
Yeah, but you have to load manage if you come. Listen, it's hard. People don't understand. Play video games. You have vodka, you have table service, you have IG models, you have to go to the best parties. It's hard to be an NBA player like that. And Luka is like just a nice boy. Mm. Oh, look at me. I'm going to shoot a free throw. I go to work on my step back. He's not being an NBA player. You have to do it all to be an NBA player like me and LeBron. That's what it takes.
Do you think it's odd that you keep comparing yourself to LeBron? Is that something?
No.
I am the LeBron. He's trying to be the LeBron. I am the LeBron. He is the Dwayne Wade. He's trying to make me the Chris Bosh to make me look bad in front of Mark Cuban.
Well, here's the deal. You sold yourself a little short.
I need to be traded again. This is somebody needs to find the LeBron. Who needs a LeBron?
Well, he is wearing six like LeBron.
Come get,
like I said, Latvian LeBron out of Dallas. Where Luka, I tried to be friends with him. He doesn't want to. So come get LeBron. I don't want to be called from now on Latvia LeBron.
Okay. Well, you know, you did it. Now, you sell yourself a little short. You averaged 5.4 rebounds in the postseason. Now, Luka led the team. Luka led the team with 35.7 points and 7.9 rebounds and 10.3 assists.
Big deal.
But you led the team. You led the team with 1.3 steals per game and 0.7 blocks per game. So he led the team in three stats. You in two, right?
So Luka, did you hear what this man said about Lockheed LeBron, Luka? Maybe you want to get ice cream with me. Maybe you want to play on my PlayStation. Maybe you want to get an IG model with me. Maybe that is what would be best if we join powers together and you started to you were going to respect. Oh, this is making me so tired. You have a lot of speaking to do. So much I need to load manage this call. I love managing the playoffs and people like, oh, look at this. But you, like you say, 0.7 blocks don't happen accidentally.
No.
0.7 blocks is difficult to have. 1.3 steals? Wow. That is a high number like LeBron would have. 1.3, 0.7. These are big time elite numbers for defender like me. I'm known as I clamp down on things. They call me the clamper. And this is the respect I get from Luka to show off, and he gives his shirt to Paul George. They give each other their shirts. Mm. I mean, that's not something that's not the drip that I do.
No.
I want Paul George's shirt at the club.
Give me your
club shirt.
We got a question here. Are you friends with Hezbollah, the little person that boxes?
Hezbollah is so good. I believe he's going to win that fight. I ask all for. They have I got in trouble at the end of, because I went back to watch him train, and I missed. I was going to miss one of the playoff games to see Hezbollah, and they said, hey, you can't. And I said, this is what LeBron would do. He would go see Hezbollah, and he would watch the little people fight each other. That's what NBA players do.
That's fun.
Do you see Kyrie? Everyone talks about this. Kyrie Irving, he takes all kinds of time off to get ready for championship, and he's about to make a run. Don't understand. Mm-hmm. Luka, ball hog, and you're out in games in seven games. Ball hog, good. Please, Rockets, come get Latvia and LeBron. Please get me out. Trade Christian Wood here so he can get ball hogged on.
You know, well, Luka did have 14 assists, so that means he was
because he always dribbles ball. He's like the Allen Iverson of the game of the NBA. Allen Iverson shoot, hug the ball, and then you know he doesn't have braids, but still.
So I got a question.
Allen had way more drip.
Got a question here. I've seen a lot of pictures of Luka's mom. Is that an issue between you two? Have you ever hit on Luka's mom? I know you're a ladies' man. I know you have.
I mean, I am ladies' man. Look at me. I just say this. It's not a problem right now, but it could be. I could make it a problem if I don't start getting ball more, if we don't start going out like friendship more, if you don't start getting your wit game up a little bit like real NBA player like me and LeBron, maybe I slide into somebody's DMs.
Yeah. Well, Delonte,
who knows? You shoot three-pointers, I'll be shooting my shot at your mom.
Well, if you want to be like LeBron, shouldn't Luka be after your mom?
Yeah, because Delonte West, that whole thing.
Well, go ahead, keep shooting your shot.
Maybe
before you might know it, I'll be scoring from deep as well.
Oh no!
Maybe he's LeBron.
I'll be assisting people too. I have lots of assists with your mom. Let me help you in with these groceries, and then what happens?
you're carrying
the clamper.
LeBron. You're carrying Luka's mom's groceries. Uh oh, that might be the problem.
You first said it.
I don't know.
Maybe
that's
you
all I'm
think
saying.
That's what NBA players do. Did you hear about the guy who with LeBron's mom that one time? That's the NBA.
Hmm. All right.
Okay.
Well, I hope this gets
worked. Remember that man was left-handed, Delonte?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we remember.
That's NBA basketball.
Well, so we want to be clear here. Are you asking for a trade out of Dallas? Is that what you want?
Yes. In West, he starts to do fun things like Top Golf with me. Maybe we go to Top Golf. Maybe we go to do some type of simulator in the mall, like a 3D or a virtual reality simulator. Maybe we have a nice omakase sushi dinner like proper NBA players. And maybe we have a good night together with a beautiful Instagram model. Mm-hmm. Then if we can't do this, Kristaps needs to go nappy time and go to a new team.
New team. P. LeBron somewhere else. That's it. All right. Well,
Lazio and LeBron, come get me. Come holler at your boy. I want to get many assists and buckets for you. And also, load manage
as well. No, we know about the load manage. No. All right, well, we appreciate it, Lafayette LeBron. That's Kristaps Porzingis right here asking for a trade if they can't play Top Golf together. Yeah. Go back to bed. We appreciate you being here, Kristaps.
Yes.
That's okay. Kristaps on a mobile. Lafayette LeBron right here on ESPN.
You hear him? He's snoring.
He's already snoring. Gilbert? He's Gilbert now?
He told you throughout the call he was tired.
He was tired. All right, we got to hang up on him. John Clay Wolf is joining us right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What's up, John Clay Wolf?
Nothing. Just I was looking. Did you see this GoFundMe online where LeBron, they're trying to buy LeBron a helicopter?
Oh, gosh. No, That is not something that we need. What about you? Got your own problems with Kristaps Porzingis and Luka? They don't like each other. Okay, you got your own problems in Dallas.
I think they're paying Luka enough that they're giving him 200 million reasons to love him.
Yeah, well, right. Luka's signing the max. There's no question about. But Kristaps is getting 30 a year for 13 points. Let's pick it up, brother. Let's go. Do you guys even care about the Mavs there?
Yes, I mean, we started to care for Mel. Like if they win this game, then we're going to care, that last one. But it's coming. I mean, as long as we've got Luka, they'll have their Dirk moment season, kind of like y'all have yours with Harden. Who do you think's a better player? Forget age, forget experience. Just, like, if they won – well, that's a dumb question. One-on-one's stupid. But who do you think Harden or Luka's a better player?
Harden. Harden has done it for longer and carried an entire organization for years. Luka's been doing a nice job, very nice, but he's got more to prove to be James Harden.
But I mean, it's kind of like chicks, you know. I mean, how many more reps do they have in them?
Yeah,
how many more laps around the track.
Well, we already see you know, James getting hurt here, but he's still got plenty of basketball left. Right now, James is one of the best in the NBA, and so is Luka. Luka's right there. That's good. That's a good matchup. Yeah.
When my wife left me for another man.
Mm-hmm. The guy with the one leg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remarried, and she, you know, she's like, why did you marry so young? Because my wife's 13 years younger than I. And she, you know, one night I ran into her at a party or something, and she was drunk, so she was being friendly. And she asked me why I remarried so young, and I was like, I wasn't planning on my car breaking down, honey, but when the motor blew in it, I figured I'd get a fresh one with warranty. And that's kind of what I'm talking about with Luka and Harden. He's got some more to him.
Yeah. No. He's definitely got more years. Yeah. He's got more tread on the tire. There's no question. No question than James does. So
the baggage is important, too.
So you should probably buy your car from John Clay Wolf. You should sell your car to John Clay Wolf.
I don't sell cars to public moron.
No, you buy cars. You should probably sell your car to John Clay Wolf. And that is at givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com.
ESPN 97.5.